Good morning, church family. This is another edition of The Sun is Rising. I was reading in Psalm 40, and the first five verses just spoke to me, and they stood out in my mind and heart, so I want to share them with you today. Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you've planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sometimes we act as if we can fix our own problems, the problems of sin in our lives. We imagine that if we improve ourselves so that we can be free enough from sin and guilt, things would be okay. We think that if we just work hard enough, our lives would become better. And if our friends and families would just listen to us, our relationships would even be better. As we read this passage, and I encourage you to take a look at it again when you have some time, it starts by mentioning that we are to be patient, waiting for God patiently. Not something most of us develop in our lives very well, or even know of it. Next, however, is something very important. He turned to me and heard my cries. Our God hears us when we cry out to him. I don't know what it's about, big or small, your kids, you, your spouse, your family, your loved ones, whatever it is. He hears us when we cry. You can be assured of that. Then comes a wonderful promise in verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He gets us out of the garbage that comes around us and tries to consume us in our lives and gives us a place to stand that is going to stay firm. Our loving God is a God of rescue. Once we experience this and realize it, we can't help but sing praises, which is the next verse. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. It's because of the things taking place within our lives, as others watch us, that many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. And then we're given something to help us stand firm. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Trust him. And do not look to the proud people in this world or the false gods of the world, and there are many. And then it comes to verse 5, the part I want us to focus on today. The problem of removing sin that entangles us is too big for us to handle on our own. We cannot save ourselves from the problem of our separation from God. We cannot even stop ourselves from sinning. Let's be honest. Only God can do that. According to verse 5, God is powerful, wonderful, and capable to do whatever is needed for us. No one can compare to what he can do for us in our lives. This he has done over and over through the generations, and will continue to as we call upon him. He has done so much it would be next to impossible to list everything he's done in our lives. Psalm 40, Psalm 40 is something I've been holding on to in my life for a long time. And Psalm 40 sings praise to God who saves us. It sings praise to the God who is strong enough to conquer sin and is gracious enough to do it for you and for me, for us. It sings praise to the God who chose not to stay separated, from us, but came to save us and restore us to himself. Thank you, Lord. You understand that? He chose not to be separated. He didn't want you to be separated or me to be separated from him. He came to save and restore us to himself. Psalm 40 sings of salvation so great that only God can accomplish it. God has loved us so much and in so many ways. The psalmist says to God, were I to speak and tell you of your deeds, they would be too many to even declare. The many wonders God has done to save us are beautiful, wonderful, and multitude. Our abundant and beautiful salvation comes from Him and Him alone, from God alone. He's the only one who can save us. So when we start trusting in the wrong things in this world, money, old habits, or other worldly things, remember this passage. Cry out to Him and wait patiently for His love to act, and it will act on our behalf because He loves us that much. Loves us so much He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Prayer thoughts for today. Continue to remember Dallas and Whitney. Dallas is still looking for a job. He has an interview today. Memorial service coming up for Kerry Williams on the 24th. Surgery's pending. Ruth Walton this next week, on Wednesday, I believe, the 14th. Pat Fox's husband, that's Linda Dobbin's cousin, is having heart surgery on the same day. Grace Erskine has surgery on the 15th, the next day. And Juanita Hitt has hip replacement surgery on the 21st. There's a lot of people battling cancer and illnesses. Let's be lifting up our loved ones and neighbors and friends that we're aware of, and praising God for the healing that's coming in many of their lives. Pray for our missionaries, our nation, our church, and spend some time praying for your family and those you love the most. And after you spend some time in prayer, God bless you. Have a great day.